Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
I'm getting proper mixed up today. Super clever Sasha with the perfect flippy hair. Let me borrow her six-colour pen. And I've only gone and lost it. And it's somewhere in the bottom of my school bag. Help! Where's a girl's superhero alter ego when you need one?
Ooh, great mix. Chemists love mixing things up and then unmixing them. Okay, so we change our minds a lot. Looks like you need a solution. Tell me about it. That's a glass of squash, not a solution.
Hello? A glass of squash is a solution?
Look, I'm confused. I've lost Super Clever Sasha's six-colour pen. It's somewhere in here and you're not helping.
Right, let's start with mixing. You can mix up anything you like. A mixture can be solid things.
Yeah, I know that. Like all this lot in my bag.
Yep. So you've got a mixture of pencils, school books, and is that a snotty tissue? Ew!
Hey, don't superheroes have to blow their noses?
You can also have a mixture of liquids and even gases. So that glass of squash is a mixture.
My squash? It's a mix of squash juice and water, right?
Yep. And because the ingredients in the squash have totally dissolved into the water, it's called a solution. A solution! Do you get it?
Not the solution to my problem, though, is it? Right now, I'm more interested in separating.
Ooh, okay. Now, the good news is that even when you've mixed things together, if you change your mind, well, sometimes you can separate them.
So, how can I separate all this lot out to find the pen?
Stand aside. Sieving is a great way to sort out solid things, like your bag. Let's tip it all out to separate the big bits from the small bits. Good job I bought my sieve.
And check it out. There's the pen. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So solids are pretty easy to unmix. And even if you have a solid in a liquid, you can filter the mixture.
Like our water filter does.
You can even unmix or separate solutions. If it's a mix of liquids, you can heat up the solution to evaporate out the different parts. If there are dissolved solids, they'll be left behind when the liquid goes. Easy.
So you're saying that everything that changes can change back?
Nah, I didn't say that. Some changes are reversible, like the sifting and filtering and the evaporating. And do you remember how the water changed from the ice cube to steam? Other changes you're stuck with, I'm afraid.
I don't get it. What makes a change stick forever?
Heating things up is one way to make irreversible chemical changes. And burning is another way. I think your dad's cooking carrots. Let's take a closer look. We're right in the cells of the carrots in the pan, and the atoms are getting so excited by the heat. Can you see what's happening?
Yeah, the molecules are totally breaking apart. It looks like they're joining up in different groups. So are they still carrots?
Oh yeah, but they'll never be raw again. Another type of change that can't be unchanged is burning. Once something's been burned, it can't go back to how it was, as the molecules have changed forever.
Aw, that's really sad.
You're joking, aren't you? Irreversible changes are well helpful. Just think, without them you'll never be able to cook your food. Even burning is really useful. We burn petrol to power our cars.
Sounds like it's time for tea. I hope the carrots aren't irreversibly burned.
Hey, don't forget your squash. See you soon, Carina.
Bye for now, K-Mystery.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.